And we begin the second hour of Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Steve Elkinson. Today's date is August 13th, 2023. And let's get back to the phones here. Let's talk to Sally in Alaska. Welcome, Sally.
Steve, listen, I started on something that was very important going on in Homer that I have to tell you about. But first, okay. I want to clear my head of Harp. Harp, mm-hmm. when they first came into town, and I could see them, and it was 50 years ago, just about, mm-hmm. and they did little tic-tac-toe designs, which, whatever Mike Rivero would say, commercial jets do not do tic-tac-toe shapes in the sky. And they'd pick beautiful days, and yeah. 3 hours later, those things would be expanded and cover the entire sky. And that was military to make cloud cover for attacks that you wanted to put on your enemy. Yeah. That was number one. Now, mm-hmm. HARP is now happy and going on, but the University of Fairbanks owns it now, and they're mm-hmm. still doing tests.
Sure they are. Sure they are.
But yeah. what
I think was it 2016? They said, "Well, HARP is no longer around. We dismantled HARP, but they just turned it over to somebody else.
They gave it to the University of Fairbanks, and they own it now, and it's still going on.
Sure.
Now, Homer has been inundated with new people moving in and building. There's no housing available, none. And this week and last week, I would see Chinese girls, young girls, mm-hmm. stocking the shelves in Safeway mm-hmm. and young men out doing the firewood thing, and the whole front of Safeway is full of nicely wrapped firewood done by mm-hmm. Chinese teenagers and young men. And the other day, 2 days ago, I went into Safeway, and every single checker was Chinese, young Chinese.
Wow.
And even the head of the customer service was a tall, mm-hmm. thin Chinese gal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something's happening. I don't know whether Safeway sold out or...
That is interesting.
I don't know. It's more than interesting. It's kind of freaking me out.
That's interesting. Do they speak English?
Oh, what they did, they were
English?
Practicing. Mm-hmm. I think Safeway or Albertson or whoever owns them now knew they were losing. They went from senior day every Tuesday mm-hmm. To once a month only. And that only lasted for a couple of weeks, and they closed it out totally. Well, we have a new guy that grew up here and mm-hmm. got rather rich and created a new store, and he instantly put a once every Monday uh-huh. every month they're going to have senior day out there. So
now, what is senior
Safeway
day
was actually already pissing people off because they had put in this huge parking lot mm-hmm. and extended it and did crazy things with the parking, and then this thing with all these Chinese coming in. I don't know what's happening, but I don't like it.
It's interesting.
And
are these Chinese English speaking? Did you approach one?
No, yes, I've heard some of them speaking English, yes.
Okay. Interesting.
I have no idea. And There was somebody bought up a huge expanse of property out of mm-hmm. state, somebody from Florida, and foreclosed on all the houses that were down there and built a trailer court. Well, it was a nasty looking place, and apparently mm-hmm. he tried to do something, dig it all up. He left the trash and just drove away. And when they tried to find out who owned the property, it was mm-hmm. called a
what was it called?
It was some kind of an offshore foreign operation, mm-hmm. and you're not allowed to find out who the name is. Now, can you do that? Can you move somebody like that into a residential area and not have their name on it on everything? Every other property out here, you can look right up on the map and see who owns it, what's mm-hmm. the property's worth, but you can't even find this out, and now he's run away and left. I mean, what's going on?
Well, do you know why you can't find the tracking, who that belongs to? Is because government's got their hand on it. That's why.
Yep.
Government's got their hands on their protection.
Or it could be a Chinese corporation buying up, you know, all over Homer.
Yeah, that's government's got their hand on that. That's why we can't find out.
Well, I think the government is on everything rotten. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I had family dying before this place even had a name other than the colonies, called the land riots. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to give up anymore. I don't know what I'm going to do about the ultimate counterfeit coins that you can't even touch.
Yeah.
It's just very interesting.
It is. Well, keep me posted on that. Okay, keep me posted on that. I need to move on now, Sally. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. All right, thanks. Got to move on. Laura in Michigan, you're up next.
You got to remember, smart meters can be triggered to go on fire, too. That could easily be done.
Smart meters can be. With a direct energy weapon, yes, they can short out and start a fire. Yes, you were absolutely correct.
Right. That's why I opted out, and I just have the regular meter now.
Yeah.
And Dave from the Thumb, you were talking about it. If you got Edison like me, you can opt out. You said $6 to $10
a month. You can. They actually charge you, I think, $16 a month in California. I remember going to work, coming home, never getting authorization, can we do this? And you turn around and you found a smart meter on your house. They didn't want to ask for your permission, so they don't bother to ask. They just do it. But then some people were home and said, no, you're not putting that on my house. And then they had to come back and say, well, we can go with the old type method, and that's, we're going to charge you an extra $16 a month. And that person said, that's fine, but you're not going to put that on my house. But they got a little slick. You know, like I said, they know most people go to work, and you come home and you go, what? Oh, a little sticker on your door says, by the way, we swapped out your meter for a new improved smart meter. And so you had no way of stopping it for everybody who works.
Also, I was going to tell you, I listened to Murr's show, and it sounds like sour grapes between video podcasters. And this guy who's going after Dane, one of our astute RBN callers called in and said, what are your credentials? And here's what he said. Mm-hmm. I don't do it if I recall. He said, well, in fifth grade, I had 150 IQ. Then I went into video games. And I started thinking about the weather. This guy had no credentials at all.
That's exactly what the guy who wrote that piece, that hit piece, and that actually, the guy who wrote that hit piece against Dane, accused Dane of murder. He accused Dane Wiginton of murder, of killing a guy. And Dane said that he was one of my best friends. I was very sad when he died, and then saying that I killed the guy. So
Dave Murphy. He was a drunkard. And he said that Dane made him drink more.
No,
Dane didn't hold the glass to make him drink more.
He just poured it in his mouth and made him drink. Yeah.
Right.
Now the guy's a hit piece, and he has no credibility. But it's sad that somebody would actually emphasize and bring somebody like that on. But you know, you can do whatever you want. That's fine. I'd like to bring people on who are credible, who bring something to the table, some information, and that's what I've worked to do, to find educated people who have expertise in some area, and bring them on. And, again, Dane Wiginton, 25 years experience, he's got the credentials, and those who don't have credentials will resort to what they've been doing. And that's simply to, slander him, to defame him in some way, but having no evidence of anything, other than the slander, just to say, if you can't debate somebody, this is like Democrats. If you can't debate somebody, what do? You slander them. You use defamation. You try to stain their reputation with something. As John Stadmiller,
throw a lawsuit on them.
Well, you could. As John Stadmiller would say, it's the old dirty poo diaper thrown against the wall. Let's see what sticks. It doesn't have to be true. It just has to stick. That's what Democrats do. They can't debate. They throw the poo diaper against the wall. Let's see what we can get to stick and discredit somebody, because they can't debate the issues. So if you can't figure that out, if you want to interview somebody like that, go for it. You come off looking, as you said it, sour grapes. Hey, I appreciate the call, Laura. Got to move on, though.
Okay, thanks. For the bye.
Call. You got it. Gregory in California, you're up next.
Hello, hello, Stephen.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well here in the great state that you left. But I don't blame you because of where you were at down in the valley. I'm up in the foothills, and life couldn't be better.
Yeah.
And when you can go up into the mountains, it's really, really good up there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's like 15 degrees cooler here. Actually, 20 if you go to the right spot, you know, right where the water's at. But other than that, I'm really enjoying the show. Dane Whittington, I cannot give that man enough accolades.
Mm-hmm.
What I glean from him is something I've been trying to expound for I don't know how many bloody years now, but it's evil against life.
Yeah, it is.
It's simple as that, and they're killing the planet, and that's what Dane's trying to tell us, man. They're killing us from the air, the water, the food, every bloody thing they're trying to poison.
That's actually what MERS should be emphasizing on, going after the people doing this stuff, not somebody who's bringing the evidence. Go after the guys who are doing it. I guarantee you they're government employees and military involved also. Yeah, they're poisoning us. Our water, lead, all kinds of chemicals in our water. They're killing our trees off with all the aluminum. And, of course, when you catch you have a forest fire, it's going to go up like a matchstick because it's coated with aluminum. Go after the right.
Well, not only that, they never took care of the forest. Fall down. They didn't do any good fire. They didn't have a good slow fire going through there and cleaning out all the lower vegetation and slowly moving the life away. People don't, because they've been afeared, thanks to the booby tubie, of fire. And fire is one of the most beneficial things you can do for yourself and the planet.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many different charcoals and biochars and all different. I've just been experimenting with it myself, and I'm just starting to get into it, and I've been doing it for the last, 7-8 years now. I don't know, but it's still haven't even scratched the surface of the... Yeah. Potential of just that, and I'm surrounded by trees like nobody's business. And
I mentioned that with Dane. That look at the cost of proper forest management, and it's got to be a lot cheaper than what we're experiencing now. Plus the loss of life and property. And if you just simply clean your forest up, can you have an army of people going and clean the forest up a little bit? But no, you have an army of people coming to put fires out.
Right.
And, to me, the cost, it's cheaper to do the prevention than the after effect of these fires. And
it's actually beneficial to the planet. You have a nice, slow fire going through. Yep. You can herd it like you herd sheep or goats or cows or anything else that you want to herd.
Yep.
Fires, it's the same bloody thing. It's so inspirational to do, unless you have one get away from you like I did last Friday, but 2 weeks ago Friday. But that's another story. I tell you what, the people out here fighting fires remind me of the Keystone Cops.
Yep.
It's unfathomable how boxed in, how programmed, how closed parachute. You know, the thing that a parachute and a mind have.
Yeah, I call it crisis commerce. Ron McDonald and I were talking about these man-made crises that they make, and then of course there's commerce involved with it. Look at the money that's being doled out to fight these fires, you know. And it would be much cheaper to have
helicopters. Oh my, I've been around these things with helicopters, and then the helicopter broke down this one time, and it was oh, forever getting a bloody thing back up in the air. But yeah, it's very spendy. And you could hire three or four competent people that know what they're doing and burn out the same thing. Then you got to layer charcoal on the ground, and charcoal is the last thing to burn, right? It's got to have a lot of oxygen to burn. It needs a lot of heat. So you've got this layer down there, which is going to be the last thing to burn, and then a fire comes overhead. Okay. You're going, okay, yeah, it's okay because I'm protected from the bottom. This stuff coming overhead is going to kill off whatever it does, and life will be good. We can all rejoice. You don't fear it. That, and that's the main thing I felt during those idiots. There must have been 30 people here, and I could have put it out with my garden hose had turned it on at the damn proper time. Oh, I can kick myself in the nuts for that one, but already have it.
All right, anyway, well, don't do that. Don't do that.
It was a hoot.
All right. Hey, I got to push on here. Hey, thanks for the call, and thanks for the update. And
well, thanks for listening, and be free if you want to be.
All right. Got it. Appreciate it. Appreciate the call. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We have a paper down here in Central Florida. It's called The Triangle. I don't know who's in The Triangle, but I am. I'm getting this paper. It's for free. One of these community papers, a lot of advertisement in it. And I did take notice in the back of the paper that there is a section for kids. I assume it's kids. There's some games for adults, Sudoku. I think it's pronounced Sudoku. And other games. But there was one here that caught my attention because the kids are now back in school. They started back to school, I think, on the 10th. And some of them are coming down the 14th, but school's back in session here, and again, pushing the kids to get shots, planting the seeds for parents. Make sure your kid has all the shots. But it was interesting that I found in this triangle paper a game for kids or adults. I don't know. It's called Immunized Word Search, and so it has certain words on here pertaining to getting your shots immunized. Acute adjuvant, a kid probably doesn't understand what an adjuvant is. But then again, like a spelling bee, you don't have to know what it means, even how to use it in a sentence. Just have to find it in the word search here. And allergy, antigen, antitoxin, antiviral, bacteria, a bunch of words there. Booster is in the list. Deltoid, disease, exposure, immunity, inactivated, infection, needle, response, shot, and soreness. And I thought, well, you're missing a lot of words here. A lot of words are left out. Let me add to this list. I'm thinking about sending this in here. And if you want to make a word search and you want to make it accurate to the situation here, you probably ought to add a lot of different words here. Like gain of function. How about gain of function? New variant. There's a new variant out there called Iris. And I hear the bumper music here, so I will come back to the words that were left out on this word search. At least it's going to be my word search. And I think I might send this in to see if they'll do another version of it. Stay tuned.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
I spoke to my mother today, and she said, you know, for my health reasons, don't get so excited all the time. That's hard for me to do, not to do. I do get excited. I'm very passionate about certain things, and I don't know. I have this yearning to talk about issues and to talk about politics, and what I see is right. It's nice. It's nice to have those conversations. This is all good. This is nice. This is nice. That doesn't happen very often in our real world here. We have so much going wrong right now. And so it's pretty simple to pick up to saying, this is wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong. This is a problem. We should do this. And so, I get a little worked up sometimes. And the idea that I actually pick some relaxing bumper music is my reminder to say, Steve, chill out. Just chill out a little bit. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. Take a good deep breath, and it'll be all fine. So if my mom says, you have to calm down a little bit. It's not good for your health to be stressed out. And I'm not stressed out. I'm just very passionate about what I talk about. Before we bring our next caller here, again, this word search that came to me from our magazine here called The Triangle, Immunized Word Search. And they give you a whole bunch of words here. Okay, adjuvant was the only interesting one I thought there. This has to be done for adults because I don't know any kid that knows what an adjuvant is. But words I thought were left out I would add was, first of all, Fauci, fraud, Walensky, lies. Dr. McCullough, I put him in there as maybe COVID education or something. Event 201, that would be a good one to put in there. The TED speech, Bill Gates, vaccine depopulation, Wuhan lab, bioweapon, new variant, gain of function would be a good one to put in the word search there, arrhythmia, heart failure, remdesivir, and renal failure. Put those together. Spike protein, myocarditis, pericarditis, ACE2 receptors, SADS, that's sudden adult death syndrome, the new cause of death now for young people dropping dead. Hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin would be good to put on that list. And I would finish it off with mask holes and covidiates. Covidiates and mask holes. That would be my word search. I think I'm going to send this in. Don't expect a response back. Or maybe if I do get a response back, please don't ever contact us again. I'm sorry you can't handle the truth. But those words should be included also in a word search. An accurate word search for what's going on, what happened the last 3 years, the fraud of COVID. We actually, in our family here, not happy to report this, but I've been talking to family on my wife's side for a long time now, sending information. Don't take these shots. Please don't take these shots. And I'm making my case. I'm giving the information. Some people listened to me. Some people did not listen to me. And we have a family member that actually, in his early 30s, was having chest pain, taken to the ER, and turns out he had a heart attack. Doctor diagnosed him with myocarditis, chest pain severe. And the ER, get this, the ER doctor actually admitting this. Your condition was caused by a COVID shot. Woo! Nice to hear that, but I'm sorry to hear that. But he is in his 30s, fingers crossed, prayers going his way. Again, I wish he had listened to what I had to say about this. Now others in the family are saying, oh, Steve's probably, he's not a conspiracy theorist. He's not a wacko. He must know what he's talking about. And, but the, you know, the shots are taken, the boosters were taken, the damage is done. So now we see who's next, unfortunately. And I hate that. I hate that. These people I love and care about. And, again, a convincing campaign by the government and government bureaucracies, the CDC, the FDA, to convince you that this was safe and effective. And it was not. It was not at all. So we have a new virus, a new strain coming. It's in UK right now. Its name is called Eris, I believe, or Eris, E-R-I-S. It's coming. Should be here next week sometime. Leaving the UK and arriving at LaGuardia Airport in New York. I believe it's coming in at Terminal B, gate number 9. So here we go again. Mass social distancing. Businesses telling their employees to go back to work at home, by the way. You know, we brought you back for a little while, but it's not working out that well. So go back to your home, and you can work from home. And again, the kids told not to go back to school. You can finish up the school year. You just started the school year, but you can finish it up at home on the computer. The same old tricks they tried last time will be used again this time. I guess we didn't learn our lesson yet, did we? I know I did. I know the listeners of this program do. And again, they're starting back with the same old stuff you watch. Social distancing, mask mandates, pushing a vaccine that does not prevent the same old things, starting it all over again. We'll be right back. 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. We got open lines.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things, and I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Vaccines. It seems like every time I turn around, it's a drug commercial, another drug commercial. And then here comes the vaccines. School's in session here, the college kids, the grade school kids. Make sure your kids get their vaccines. The meningitis commercial, a young teenager that is shown with missing his legs, working out and pumping some iron there, lost his legs due to meningitis. The flu shot. Yes, you must take the flu shot, even though it's only 16% effective. 16% effective, which on the grading scale, I believe that's an F still. But 16%, they're pushing the flu shots again. And don't forget, last year, we had no flu season last year. I still think that's kind of interesting how we skipped a year of flu. Amazing. Can we skip a year of COVID? Can we do that? Is that possible? No, it's not positive. There's too much wrapped up in the agenda of COVID, the fraud there. But yeah, flu took a year off. 16% effective. Go ahead and take the flu shot. The Pneumovax. Let's push the HPV vaccine here on males and female. I remember, first of all, they were pushing it on females, talking about cancers, cervical cancer. You must take this, you know, the HPV vaccine. Of course, they realized, hey, we've got a double dipper here, don't we? Could we not suggest that males actually take the HPV shot also? Sure we can. Let's double dip this one. We can make twice the money here. Let's push it on males. Let's push it on females. And of course, the COVID shots and boosters, telling us it's just rare. Rare occasion, once in a while, you might have pericarditis or myocarditis. It's rare. It's very. And I tell you what, I've seen a lot of rare lately. I've seen a lot of rare. I've seen a lot of cancers flip back on, switches kick back on, autoimmune disorders. I've seen so much stuff in the last 3 years, and it's increasing, and it's increasing, it's increasing in the numbers. You have to ask yourself, what's happening? Is it global warming? Is it climate change? Or is it the COVID shots and boosters? Bingo, there you go. COVID shots and boosters is why we're seeing our health decline. Things are going terribly wrong. And I can tell you, we lost somebody I know just died a couple of days ago. And one of the questions I asked is his wife, did he have a COVID shot booster? She says, yeah, he took them all. There you go. He was in remission with his cancer for many, many years, a melanoma, and boom, flipped the switch back on and aggressive. And he died just a couple of days ago. So, again, we're seeing tons and tons of cases coming in now through the ER. And I've got my feelers out there, and I've got my people, you know, coming. I'm not back in the hospital. I'm not doing anything right now other than trying to rest and heal up. But my feelers are out there, and my resources are there, and they're telling me cancer is coming in. We've never seen this amount, this much cancer before. Never in our lives, our careers, have we seen this much cancer coming into our hospital. And young people, believe it or not, young people coming in with cancers of the tongue now. And a lot of it's attributed to the vaping, I guess, but it could be a combination of the shots also and the vaping that we're seeing tongue cancers and esophageal cancer on young teenagers. Pretty amazing. We're going to go back to the phones, and we're going to talk to one of our good listeners here, Tom in Utah. Welcome back, Tom. How you doing?
Hi, Steve.
Hello? How you doing, Tom? I'm here. How you doing, Tom?
Oh, okay. I want to applaud Sam. Really, I was really pleased today. He played an interview by this Winston Blair, an old Marine. When I say old Marine, not that old. But anyway, I'm just hoping that he could put up a link to that so that all the veterans can go back and review that article. It was on, that was at between 3 and 4 o'clock Central. That would have been 4 o'clock till 5 o'clock your time. I don't know. Did you get to hear that at all, Steve?
No, I did not. I was out and about doing some work and ran some errands and came home and started working on a show. I did not catch that.
Really very excellent. He explained, you know, he took you through a little bit of his experience, but he also was explaining the degradation of the military that's been occurring. But more important to us all vets, he was giving us advice on dealing with the VA, which I think everyone should be aware of, that, you know, of my my fellowship. Anyway, the other thing, just one other thing, I sent you two text messages, and I just wondered if you saw them first of the week.
I did, and I wanted to talk to you about that off air, not on air. Yeah, but I want to talk to you about that off air.
Yeah,
Sam just sent me something here. He said he'll put that up on the site. Whatever you mentioned there, he said he'll put it up on the site here. So you and I can talk off air about that other issue, though. Okay.
Yeah. No, I didn't want to talk about those other issues. But the other thing I want to say, you know, I worked with the Native Americans over the past 10, 15 years, and they are really heartbroken by the fact that they have not been allowed to dress out the forests like they've done for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
I mean, like Greg was alluding to, if we clear the forest of the tinder and the deadwood, you don't have this spontaneous crap.
On top of that, like I said, remember the aerial spraying and the trees are coated with aluminum now. So, yeah, you could light a match and these things are just going to take off. It's like that old Christmas tinsel that you used to have on your tree back in the 60s, you know, and you could catch that stuff on fire. Next thing, your whole house is on fire. And of course, they had to make that then fire retardant. But no, these trees are coated. They're coated with aluminum, and this stuff will take off on a wildfire. So yeah, it's cheaper to do some kind of forest management. Like that's the case I made with Dane. And this government evidently is not interested in doing forest management because it doesn't fit their agenda. And I remember, this whole thing is being wrapped up and blamed on climate change and global warming, human-caused global warming. So, you know, we need more fires. We need more catastrophes. We need more crisis so we can blame on you in order to force our agendas on you of control. And so they don't want to stop this. This is fueling their fire for their agenda. They need these fires. They can be using every bit of it for their agenda.
Well, you know, in my youth, we used to go out. We would cut fire lines. We would also try to clear the dead grasses. You know Utah very well.
Sure.
And if you don't manage the June grass, which becomes tinder, really explosive tinder, by July, you're going to have mountains go up and the flash. And that never occurred when the Fremont Indians were here.
Yeah.
Because they would go out and clear that grass, utilize it for their cooking and their heating,
which
benefited them, but at the same time it managed the forest and kept them safe from these brutal fires.
I agree.
Anyway.
I agree. All right. Hey, thanks for your call. You and I'll talk about that other issue later, okay?
Yeah, good.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Back to the phones. Let's talk to Dan in Washington. Dan, are you there? Dan in Washington.
Thanks for taking the... Yeah. I noticed in Washington State, we never had... On the west side of the mountains, it's a lot wetter. You know, it's basically rainforest. And then on the east side, it's a lot drier. But even people on the east side, they said when they were growing up, there wasn't these fires. And then I noticed a few years ago when Obama was in there and we had our new governor, there was actually fires in San Diego. And our governor's sitting there saying, oh, we need to pass this cap and trade policy or there's going to be fires like that. And then the next year or two, there were just fires all over. And they apparently couldn't put them out. I mean, we had like 6 months of like cloud cover, toxic smoke, and we had it on the west side of the mountains, which really never happened in my lifetime. And but you could definitely see how he was using it to push this cap and trade deal, the carbon tax. I do see the chemtrails. I see them all over. I like Dane. I think he's... I actually used to take pictures of him, you know, and I've been trying to tell my friends, like, look up in the sky.
Yeah.
And they won't look up.
No, I do the same thing. He sent me a lot of literature. He spent a lot of time sending me literature to send out. And of course, if you haven't seen the video yet on the website, geoengineeringwatch.org, watch the movie, the documentary, The Dimming. Excellent stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of people coming forward, generals coming forward and talking about the agenda here, the program they have with weather modification. It's great stuff.
Oh, yeah. I did watch it a year or two ago. And then you'll hear on the news, you know, the EU, they're talking about putting particles in the atmosphere to darken the sky. And it's like, you go. You know?
There you go. You just admitted it. You just admitted it.
Yeah. Now the science, some callers, you know, we get a lot of religious callers. I go with the science. I'm open-minded. I mean, carbon, if you cut down all the trees and spray, you know, just carbon everywhere, it could affect the environment, but I can see how they're also using it. I think the main problem is overpopulation, not really in the West, but the developing world. Mm-hmm. And, some of our side gets too extreme because they'll say the Bible says be fruitful and multiply. And hey, you know, we got to get smarter than that. You know, I was listening to Patrick Slatter, you know.
There's a responsibility. We need to have a responsibility without putting limitations. And you know, you think people would be smart and say, you know what, I want a decent quality of life. I'm only going to have as many children as I can afford. You know, but some people really aren't responsible anyway. So, people would.
Yeah, I was watching this environmentalist from Bangladesh on RT, and she was going after the Germans and people in the West for burning carbon. Yeah. And I looked up Bangladesh, and it's like the size of Iowa, and it's got 170 million people. I'm like, there's not much you can do for the environment at that point, you know? I mean,
you brought back a memory. I was working at a VA hospital, Indianapolis, Indiana, as a student, what was the program called? Work study program. I worked in a blood gas lab for respiratory therapy, analyzing blood. That was samples that brought to me. And I worked with a lot of the respiratory therapists, and there was a black girl. I'll never forget her. And I don't know how this conversation started, but I do remember the conversation. And it was something about weekends and what to do on a weekend. And she said to me, Steve, do you know why poor black people, this is a black woman telling me this, young black woman telling me, do you know why poor black people have so many children? And I said, no. And she says, because it's cheap entertainment. I said, are you serious? She goes, yeah, it's cheap entertainment. And I said, wow. And I was, 28 years old when I was working at that hospital there and part of my schooling program. But that's what she told me. It's cheap entertainment. Now, I don't want to generalize that comment to all black people, but she said poor black people. That's what poor black people think. They can't go anywhere. They don't have any money to do anything. It's cheap entertainment.
Well, it's like the BLM riots, right? I mean, BLM riots on the news, all that stuff was kind of entertainment for me, in a sense. I mean, cheap entertainment.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, Slattery was talking about Niger. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that right. But
Niger, yeah.
Still sounds weird. But anyway, he said the birth rate was 800%. I mean, that's like 8 kids per person. That's
I can't imagine that.
It's insane, you know?
Yeah, it is insane.
So
it is insane.
So anyway.
Well, yeah, again, cheap entertainment, right?
Yeah, right?
Here comes another one, cheap entertainment.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Hey, well, thanks for the call.
All right. Let's go back to the phones and talk to James in Vancouver. James, are you there?
Yep. I'm the James that called you when Dane Wigington was on.
Yep.
I wasn't talking negative. I was trying to explain the science. Maybe you're thinking of somebody else.
No, go ahead. I'm fine.
I was talking about partial differential equations. Mm-hmm. Was there another James there? I don't know. Okay, so have you ever tried to swim in a riptide?
I don't swim with you. You actually let it carry you, and then you break away when it lets up a little bit. I've been caught in a riptide before, so I know not to thrash against it and fight it because that's not a good thing. You let it take you, and after a while, it actually lets you go.
Yeah, well, riptides can be created in the atmosphere because the atmosphere is simply a compressible fluid, okay? It's every much a fluid as the ocean, but it's compressible. So those are one of the things I was trying to explain. And when you change the viscosity of the air, then you can set up certain currents that can drop heavy masses of air down and that would normally be stabilized. But idea of so why they want to do this, of course, is like every new technology, they want to use it for war. Very simply. Fires can be started with simple EMP, mm-hmm. electromagnetic pulse,
right,
which can be put on airplanes like the AWACS.
Actually, what I understood was, forget who told me this, they do a seed drop, some kind of conductive metal they drop from the air.
That's
like
right.
Like little pellets. And then the direct energy weapon will actually ignite those little pellets like a little spark, like a match being struck. And then you start fires that way. But the direct energy weapon would ignite those little pellets.
Well, you see, those pellets have what are called free electrons in there, and they interact with the electromagnetic field. Now, one of these COINTEL Pro guys today said that, well, you need a lot of energy to get this harp thing going. Well, no, you don't. You use resonance, which means that you have a pulse acting at a very high frequency with not so much power, but because it's rapidly hitting its frequency of these small impulses is so high that you can get the effect, you see. So you don't need a lot of power.
Right.
So.
Yeah. It makes me wonder when you look across the globe here, when you see catastrophes happening in different countries, you got to wonder sometimes now, knowing that the technology that we have that exists, is the United States actually doing these problems? Are they making these problems in these countries? And makes me wonder.
Well, the U.S. military as well as other militaries, because they work in concert when they're able to. And this high-level military people, they're an entity unto themselves, because who's going to control them, really? Presidents and lawmakers can't do that, because the military can send out MIB guys to take out any politician they want, you see?
That's what
these guys do. If you ever heard the Kay Griggs tapes, 8 hours of testimony, she talks about how at Fort Lejeune in Virginia, they do all this kind of thing. So it should be still on the internet somewhere, Kay Griggs, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And 8 hours of debriefing, because her husband was a Marine Corps hitman. So
I'll 8 hours of debriefing, 8 hours of debriefing on something that doesn't exist. Right. It exists.
All right. Well,
it's there.
All righty.
All right. Hey, appreciate the call, James. Got to move on. Yep, we got two more in the loop here. I got to finish up here. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Mike in Kentucky. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, I'm here. Do I sound okay?
Yeah, you sound good. What's going on your mind?
I did a video back in 2009. They used to have this thing outdoors called Say Boo to Drugs, and I noticed, like I'd noticed for years, that whenever we had a weather front coming in, it would start out as a absolutely crystal blue sky, and the jet trails all started building up and lingering up and covering the whole sky. So I took some video. I had to be gone for a while. Took a camera with me and took some video and still pictures. And when I got back that evening and filmed this thing, I titled the video "Say Boo to Contrails," and I just simply asked some questions. I put it up on YouTube in 2009, and I as a unique title, I thought, hey, this is going to show up in the search engines. I noticed I hardly got no views at all. And when I searched for it, Google substituted a different video from my page. And the only way you could get it to show up was to search videos. It wouldn't show up in a normal search on DuckDuckGo, Google, or Start Page, I think. I can't remember. I used a different search engine. But I screenshotted all that. And, of course, I submitted that to Trump when he was talking about submitting evidence and reports for the suppression on social media. I filled out three reports, you know. Mm-hmm. That was one of them. But and I aired that, say, what is it called? What in the world are they spraying with Michael?
Yeah,
I aired that a bunch of times. They sent me a free copy of it. And so I put it on our local cable channel, but... You know, you should look into interviewing Kevin Shipp.
Kevin Shipp?
He's a CIA guy who was begging for anybody to get the word out, And
How do you spell his last name? Shipp? Like S-H-I-P?
Like a ship. Kevin Shipp, he's ex-CIA. He discovered something that was making the identity of the CIA's operatives vulnerable all around the world because of the combination of information available from the State Department's web pages and watching people come and go from the embassies. And so he filled out a report and sent it on up to his supervisor. It kept disappearing, He went to he had to go outside the agency, which is a big no-no, right? So anyway, his family got threatened. He got watched, and his house got some kind of mold toxin sprayed in it. Dane Wigington had him do a talk and did a pretty good-looking production of it. I saw it being shared on social media, and I snagged the video URL, downloaded it, and reposted it, and it had, you know, the watermark for what is his operation called, Climate Geoengineering Watch .com or org, whatever it is. It had the watermark all over it. I gave the link to in my posting on YouTube. And they must have had some kind of falling out, I don't know, because Kevin Shipp ended up doing a whole new video, and I grabbed it because it wasn't quite as slick of a production. But I got attacked by Dane Wigington. He said, get that down and delete every copy you've got. And I'm like, this guy's begging for people. He needs protection. He wants to go high profile, you know. And what it was is I didn't go to his YouTube. I grabbed it from somebody else sharing it on social media. And use the download program to download the video. So I never read all his rant about not downloading the video or not, you know, whatever, you know.
Hey, we got to tie this up fast because I got another caller behind you. I need to get to you. Why don't you do me a favor? I'm back on tomorrow night, National Intel Report. Give me a call. I want to hear more about this tomorrow night. Could you do that?
they fought for it.
All right. Sounds good. I got to move on. I got one last call getting in here. Ed in Utah, you're my last caller.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Steve. I haven't talked to you in a while. The shooting, the execution style shooting here of Craig Robertson in Provo, one of your old stomping grounds, Steve.
Yeah, it sure is. I saw that and I thought about that. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. You think about that. Like Probasak had said at Human Events, he said this is like a warning shot, or not really a warning shot. This is like an execution. The man was probably in his bed. Notice that County Sheriff John Smith, there's no investigation. There's no talk. I mean, just imagine if it was different people, different circumstances, even a BLM activist shot like this. There's no uproar. And it's like a warning shot. And then there's
I first read that, and I said to myself, authoritarian, trying to send a message, we are in charge, we are in control. Yes, you're probably absolutely correct there. And this is our weaponized military, whether it's weaponized military, local law enforcement, or it's the FBI. They are sending a clear message. They want to escalate. They do not want to de-escalate. They like to escalate to show their authority. Yep.
Right, right. And it's coming after all the new vote fraud evidence out of Muskegon, Michigan. I know RBN had that up for a bit. The Gateway Pundit has been just brilliant in reporting this. The evidence is out there. And also, let's say that Trump is for real. He's really pushing the issue in Iowa this weekend. Steve, it's almost like he has fulfilled a tactic here, a tactical plan. The deep state couldn't have outed themselves more with the comments, the cover-up of Hunter Biden and Joe, the whole bit. And the just the media government complex fully being exposed, much like Jan Hayes told the GBN over there in England in this big interview.
All right, well, we're going to have to finish up tomorrow night on the National Intel Report, but I definitely want to get into this. I got some information on that for tomorrow. Ed, thank you for your call. There's the music. That completes our show this evening. Back again on Monday for the National Intel Report. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your calls. Health, happiness, and safe travels. We will talk again. Good night.
Public Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.